Reading from 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12. And this is from the NIV, the older NIV. Don't let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example for the believers in speech, in life, in love, in faith, and in purity. Listening friend, welcome to the Wednesday edition of Mark and Friends. It's February 25th, 2015. Today's broadcast, it's going to be a dedicated broadcast to a lovely young girl. In fact, Lee, I'm going to read right off of your business card, and then in a minute or two here, I'll have Huey Freeman, our roaming reporter. You know, Huey, with the times you've been in the studio, I think you're going to be given the title either co-host or my new anchor or something, but thank you, Huey, for being in the studio. Lee, on your business card, or at least one of the cards that you hand out to people, it says, in May of 2014, the world lost a beautiful person, and heaven gained a beautiful soul. Her memory lives on through the gift of her music. And we're going to be talking about this beloved daughter of yours. But I feel like it'd be great for you to usher us into a time of some instrumental music. You've been a part of a group presenting gospel music and songs all over the country. And I know you're on a little break to spend a little more time with family. And yet you have a real gift. So I'd love you to open up with an instrumental. And then Huey, in a minute or two here, introduce Lee Schofield to our Great News Radio listeners. There's just something about a guitar. It just brings back to me memories of being at camp or at youth group or in a small group setting where there's a worship leader and they begin with the guitar. And I know that's going to be some of the story because of Lee, some of your background and Chelsea's involvement in youth groups and at the camp and singing and just the ministry work that your family has done through music. But Huey, introduce for our Great News Radio listeners this special friend and guest to the studios here of Great News Radio.
Lee and I have become friends over about the last 5 years, and it's through Chelsea because Chelsea was best friends with my daughter Mikla. And so Lee is a great man of God, a Christian man. He is a public servant, one of the hardest working people I've ever known. He works on the highways for IDOT, and during the winter especially, making sure that the highways are cleared off. And he has a wonderful family, Julie and Cassandra. Cassandra's a junior in high school at Monticello High School. So Chelsea was a wonderful Christian girl with a huge smile, and she lost her life on May 6th in a single car accident. One of the greatest young people I've ever known.
You said one of the favorite things you like to do is talk about the Bible and just discuss spiritual things. And she was just an active, passionate follower of Jesus that freely loved to talk about the Bible, things she was learning spiritually, and left a huge impression on your life.
She was sunshine. She was pure sunshine. And her sunflower was her flower. But her smile rarely left her face, no matter where she went. And we took her up to Chicago one time and spent a couple of days with her up there, took her to the Art Institute. She made friends everywhere you turned, anywhere she went. Like, you know, the cliche, she never met a stranger. And almost anyone she would make contact with would immediately fall in love with her.
I think you, or it was maybe Lee, sharing when Mickey, your daughter, met up with her maybe at high school, and they instantly connected, even though one was more of the country girl and Mickey, your daughter, was more of the city girl. They just bonded, wasn't it? Friendship at first sight?
Absolutely.
When they first started high school together, Mikla was new at the high school, and Chelsea was sitting at a table for lunch, and Mikla said that she walked in and she saw everybody sitting with their friends, and there were a lot of folks there she didn't know, and all of a sudden there's this 6'1" blonde-headed girl yelling at her, over here," and pointing at the seat next to her. And she said she just made her feel very comfortable, and she walked over, and it was like she'd known her for a long time. And they started a friendship that lasted for a lot of years.
Well, Lee, I appreciate you carving out time. I know with a crazy schedule with IDOT and, you know, this still being very raw, if you will, I guess 8 or 9 months ago you lost your beloved daughter.
Yeah, it hasn't been very long.
That you've presented and performed with and sung with and prayed with and pampered and loved on, and she was just a real blessing to your family. How about sharing a little of your own faith journey and then how you've dealt with God? Because it seems like, as only God can do, he's birthed out of this situation a ministry that you're taking on to help others understand, I won't say how to be victorious through heartache, but how to know that God is still good even when some questions are left unanswered or some things you can't really find great meaning in, but you can know that God is good or still
good.
Absolutely,
absolutely. I understand what you're trying to say. You know, it's a terrible tragedy. But we can talk about that more later. I was raised in a Christian home. We were in church every Sunday and Sunday school, and we started going to church camp at a camp just north of Springfield, Camp Silka. And I was a camper out there for a lot of years, as was my wife, although we never met out there. We both became counselors, junior counselors, and then full-time counselors. And we ultimately ended up finally bumping into each other one summer.
And that was at a church camp, right?
That was at a church camp, yeah. That was at Camp Silka. And it really was, and this is so cliche, it really was love at first sight. Hmm. And there's no better place to meet than at a church camp or in church or something like that. But we fell in love almost immediately, had a very strong connection, and after 2.5 months, we ended up engaged. Hmm. We've been married for 25 years now. Chelsea was our first child. She was baptized out at that same camp. Mm. And then later, she became a junior counselor. She was a camper out there and then became a counselor at a very young age. I know earlier you had read a passage from Timothy, and that was one of her favorite books, mostly because Timothy was a very young individual who was not afraid to be very outspoken on behalf of the God that he believed in. And Chelsea was very outspoken. I remember a time when Mikla and Chelsea and one of her friends, Ivy, were walking through the high school between classes, and someone had said very loudly, "Jesus Christ!" And immediately Chelsea yelled out, "Is my Savior!" Mm. And that whole group just laughed hard because of that. But, you know, young people can be like that. A lot of times afraid to be outspoken, but she gave a lot of her friends the permission, if you will, to be a Christian and be very, very outspoken about it. After Chelsea, we had Cassandra, who is, again, a very beautiful soul. She's friends to everybody, always willing to lend a hand and give up her place in line or give up her lunch for somebody who doesn't have it. We had her, and somewhere along the line, I was approached by a friend to start playing gospel music, and it ended up as bluegrass music. Hmm. So it was Christian bluegrass music.
And how many years ago was that?
Oh, maybe 6 years ago. And we started playing. The first show that we played was the Bluegrass Music Awards in Jefferson City, Missouri, where they were nominated for CD of the Year. And Nathan had told me, "Don't worry, no pressure."
Now, were you formally trained? Did you just pick up the guitar and started strumming?
My grandfather was a band director and was in the Army Air Corps band, in the marching band. He attended the U of I and ISU and was in their marching bands. Grandma graduated the Chicago Conservatory of Music. My mother was a musician. You know, everybody in my family had master's degrees or certificates of some sort. And so I was sort of home trained by them. And then I picked up a guitar when I was in the military and learned a lot just listening to folks out in California and folks here at home. And I suppose you could say I was self-taught, but there are so many people that influenced me. So,
So you served in the military. Is that when you were recounting a story serving in Denmark?
Yeah, I was active duty for several years, and then I joined the National Guard and served with them for a while. We served in Denmark and Argentina and Panama, Germany, Iceland, you know, all over the place. Ironically, when I was active duty, I stayed in California. When I was National Guard, where you would think you'd be here at home, we were all over the world. So,
and then what brought you to the Monticello area?
My job. I was working as a paramedic. I was a flight medic and a combat medic. And then I started working at ambulance services. I worked at the Farmer City Ambulance Service for a while. And when I left there, we moved down to the Monticello area, where I started working as a highway maintainer for the Department of Transportation.
And then you've been active in the local church there in Monticello?
Faith Lutheran Church and Christ Lutheran Church, both. In fact, I was one of the founding members of the of Faith Lutheran Church.
Do you feel in hindsight now that God was fortifying you or preparing you? Or can you ever be prepared for this kind of tragedy or heartache?
I think to a certain extent you can. But even though God has prepared you for it, you never really feel like you're prepared for it. It's something that you may think of fleetingly, but the thought is always, what a horrible thing. Mm-hmm. You know, I hope that never happens to me. You may try and put yourself in somebody else's position. You know, wow, I can't imagine what that would be like. And you would be right.
Yeah, you really can. Yeah. In case you just tuned in, I have Lee Schofield here in the studio along with our sidekick or my co-host or my anchor extraordinaire, Huey Freeman, assisting. And actually, Huey, the story really ties closely to your heart. In fact, you couldn't hold back tears to begin the program because you love this beautiful friend of your daughter's, a friend to you. And it's just been like about 8 or 9 months, and it wasn't far from the studios here. You were recounting, it's right on our country road as she was leaving Parkland, attending a Bible class, and she was coming home. There's a shortcut through here that you can make over to the Monticello area that I've been on many times, and on the bend of the road, went off the road and flipped, and it was that quick, right?
It was instant, yeah. There were several folks that had said that she was unconscious when they arrived at the scene, and I truly do thank God that she was. I have to believe there was no suffering. She was gone immediately.
Now, obviously, as you mentioned, there's no way you can prepare for that other than recognizing God as sovereign. We serve a good God. But I'm still sure it's a process of trying to figure it out, the whys, anger. And so for somebody that's maybe going through that very same thing now, or lost a loved one, or found out they have cancer, or a stillborn pregnancy that has ended, and they're in tumultuous times, they're confused, they're angry, they're upset, the whys, how are you still navigating through that?
Well, the question always comes up, you know, why me, why now, why Chelsea, why did she have to, you know, if she was such a good servant, why would you take her, you know, as she was your servant, she was your worker, why would you take her home to you when she could do so much more here? And I don't know that I have a good answer for that, but the way that I've been getting through it is just looking for ways that God has used this situation for His glory and for His benefit. There were several younger individuals who didn't have a good faith, or at least didn't have a good relationship with God. And after their good friend had left this world, and they realized what a good relationship she had, that they said that they wanted to have that relationship, and then went ahead and followed through with that, getting baptized, and then eventually ending up on mission trips and finding their own path, their own way. And so for me, it's been looking for ways that God has revealed His plan. I know that this was part of His plan, and my wife Julie has said many times too, it was meant to be. No matter what we had done different, it wouldn't have mattered. God had this planned for a reason. And I've told folks over and over in the last 9 months, God has a plan. It would be nice if He would show us His plan every now and then, but He doesn't have to, because He's God.
Yeah. I think my default, if you will, is God is sovereign, and he doesn't ever operate outside of his permissive will. It's one of the things I just cling on. God has a permissive will, and nothing can thwart it, and yet he'll always work through circumstances and situations. But, you know, one of the things before we started this broadcast, I shared with you, Lee, that when I have an author, they want to sell their books. If I have a musician, maybe they're selling their CDs. If it's a conference speaker, they want greater attendance at their event or their seminar. And I asked, is there a goal or a specific, you know, objective? And you said, Mark, I just want the ministry that God's given me, the platform, if you will, to share that God is still good and there can be healing through times of tragedy. And it seems like that's something that you're seeing God use you in different ways. And is there a phone number? Say somebody right now is struggling and they're like, but nobody understands. Nobody's gone through the loss that I just went through. Well, you have. If somebody wanted to get in touch with you or purchase one of these CDs, because we'll talk about that in maybe our closing couple minutes. There's a special CD that's been produced because a number of different musicians came together because they loved Chelsea and they wanted to further her story and ministry work through you.
My daughter and I, Chelsea was a musician as well, and we had planned on putting together a CD of some music that we liked. A lot of it was Christian music. Well, we'd already paid for the studio, and Chelsea wasn't around to perform with me. Several of our friends were musicians who had volunteered to come together with us in the studio and donate their time to put together a memorial CD. So we decided to put together a bunch of Christian songs. All of these songs have to do with death and dying, but more importantly, the promise of life everlasting for those who decide they want it. The CD really took off almost a life of its own. I had people calling me asking if they could be on the CD, and no one ever charged us anything for the CD, you know, for their time on the in the studio. So we put together a CD that we have decided that we can give away for free to anybody who is in a similar situation. Mm-hmm. If you've lost your daughter, lost your brother, lost your son, someone young that's very important to you, or even someone that's just near and dear to your heart and you're having a hard time dealing with that, then this CD is for you. The CD is chelseascofield.weebly.com. And if you can contact us through there, it gives a little more information about the project. Of course, the CD is also for sale. If you want to get the music and listen to it, then that money is also put towards keeping the CD in print so that we can afford to give the CD away. It does cost to have the CD produced. And the website is chelseascofield.weebly.com. So it's chelseascofield.weebly.com.
Lee, is there anything else that you would want to share maybe with that listener that's experiencing the heartache, or maybe they're in a period right now, they're angry at God? You know, David, many times throughout the Psalms, he cried out to God, why do my enemies conquer? Or, you know, there's various points in Scripture. Why does the sinner, you know, have the luxuries and the riches? Seemingly things aren't fair.
It's natural for somebody to want to say, you know, to question God and ask him why. And there were several times that I heard myself telling my daughter that it just wasn't fair. And she actually would scream that in the middle of the night. She'd wake up and she'd say, it's not fair. It's just not fair. You know, sometimes life is not fair. I think it's more important for you to, instead of asking God why, ask him what good he is trying to do. And then seriously, sincerely, look for that good. I've seen some good come out of Chelsea's death, and it's very painful for me, but I can see it helping other people. Mm-hmm. And that has really helped me immensely, to see the good that has come out of this and the help for other people that has come out of this.
The CD that's been mentioned, you can purchase at Chelsea Schofield, Schofield.weebly.com. Weebly.com. And if you didn't get to write that down or you're traveling, you can call the station and we can give you the link through an email, or Karen can just recite it to you. And what's the price of these CDs?
The price is $10 for the CD. However, if you've been in a situation where you've lost a loved one, just send us an email. That's on the website as well, and we'll send that out free of charge.
I would just say that Chelsea was a one in a million young lady, that the loss is felt tremendously by so many people. I honestly feel privileged to have known her. She influenced my life in an extremely positive way. We have literally grieved along with Lee. The loss to Lee and his family is incalculable. There is no way that we have suffered one millionth as much as them. But Katie and myself, and especially Mikola, we feel the loss greatly. Losing a family member, losing a friend, is always hard. Chelsea was especially hard to lose because she was such a wonderful light. Mm-hmm. There is no way I could describe to you what a wonderful light Chelsea was in our lives and in the lives of many, many people. I could not exaggerate that. And I do believe that we're all learning something through this. God is infinite. God is omnipotent. I feel like we're all learning something tremendous. And she lived 18 years. But her life was a magnificent 18 years. There's people who lived 70 years, 80 years, that did not have a magnificent life. And I will say, maybe one of the things that I've learned is that you could have a wonderful, magnificent, powerful life of 18 years that is as great as maybe any other life that's ever been lived.
Mark, I'm wondering, since we've been talking about the CD, how about we close out the program by playing one of the songs? In fact, Chelsea Jean, which I think is track 12, was a song that was based on a song that Chelsea had written originally when, after she had passed, I found part of this song and sent it to a friend who rewrote it. Originally, it was written by Chelsea, but Kevin DeForest rewrote this, turned it into a completely new song, and it tells a lot about Chelsea and her life and how we feel about her and who she was.
This is Chelsea Jean off the CD and Friends. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you and have a great day and night.
She wrote a song through a strong and tender tear, wondering would it be the one no one would ever hear. All about a time when we held each other near, making all the many memories I hold so dear. She crossed her heart with the cross he died upon. In faith and hope and love, her soul was sweet and strong, inviting me to cross my heart and carry on. And when my time has come, I'll meet her in that heavenly home. Chelsea Jean, I miss you so. Oh Lord, it's hard to let you go. Send me a sign and tell me, what does it mean? My little angel. My Chelsea Jean. My Chelsea Jean. Days roll by, and I keep looking back on the way my little angel always made me laugh.